You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show. You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark. Okay, it's another show, obviously, because it's the start. That was a stupid thing to say, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right, we'll start. We might as well just jump straight into it.
Yeah.
This was £2.59 from Coppers in Newcastle. It is HRZG Kolsch style from the North Brewing Co. I don't know where they're from.
The North, presumably.
It's a 330ml can. It leads. And it's 5%.
So
it's not North at all. Call themselves North Brewing Co. is false advertising.
Yeah, but everybody calls themselves North, so North must be better. The more North you are, the better you are. So we're okay. The Scottish people are just like mint.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got nothing against Southerners. So it smells very malty.
Ooh. I want to say it's got that. It's got a smell that I think goes with pissy lager.
Well, yeah, because it's a German style, isn't it? The...
No.
That's
it. My review is just... Nah.
Right, we'll have the adult review here. So, yeah. It's obviously... It's got that sort of lager-y, pilsner-y taste of a Germany beer. There's not much flavour going on.
I want to say it. They might as well have called it shit pilsner.
I think you're not giving as much credit as it's due. It's on that bit of the scale. It's on your very light end of the scale. It's on the start of your scale.
It is.
You're in your lager with your pilsners and all that.
And obviously your Kolsch.
Yes, yeah. But you know, you do.
We've learned something new. It's a style that I can't say I've had and anything have gone. It's this style. It's called Herzog. But it just says HRZG. So they missed the vowels.
I think it's reasonable. Okay, it's not going to win any awards with us. It's not blowing us away. But I could drink that quite happily.
I mean, I'll finish the glass.
Well, I've got another one. I'd drink it quite happily.
We do. I don't think I'd drink... If it had been the other way around, we'd drank yours and I was like, oh, I've got that at home. I'd bring it round and give it you. I'm that much of a friend.
I'm going to have it and enjoy it. Like, I'm enjoying it now. In the grand scheme of the board, where does it go is a different matter, because the board is full of amazing beers. And it's got to be...
I need to have a look, because I think I might be being too fair. No, I don't think I am. I was going to say 49.
You can fuck off, it's higher than that.
Well, 50 is Flying Dog Snake Dog IPA. 51 is the Grapefruit IPA. Pale Ale. 52 is Brooklyn Summer Ale.
Ah, right. You are probably about right then. What did you say?
49,
yeah.
Because I do think it's better than the Guinness Hop House 13 Lager.
Mm.
And the Durham Brewery Cloister.
Yeah. No, I did say to fuck off. I was wrong. Our board is
in
is
terms
well
of,
wrong.
Of what the other beers, yes. I think 49...
I think we need to get a weekend. We need to get as many of these beers as we can. And
we're not going to be able to see after half of these beers.
What about a week off? We could do it in a week off.
We might be able to do it in a week off.
We can call it administration work.
Is
that tax deductible?
I don't know.
If we made this a business, can we...
We need to be a charity and then other companies can pay us to be tax deductible. That's the way we need to work it. No, I think in terms of the other beers at that low end,
yeah.
I think are better than this. I thought I might have been either too good or a little bit.
It's a lot better than Hophouse, Guinness Hophouse shite.
Yeah.
Because that was crap. That should have been lower then.
Yeah.
Because this is, compared to that, this is a lot more quality.
It is. And if it was a choice between that and this, I'd pick this. But if there was lots of other things to choose, I don't think I'd pick this again.
Yeah, I'm...
This is the thing. It's about trying new things. And actually, for the style of beer it is, it's 5%.
It's
5%.
Yeah.
It does not taste
like 5%. You know, if you're a lager drinker, you know, this is up there with your Brooklyn lagers, your stuff like that. Now, and I think we're getting different. I think you're getting more and more off lagers, and I'm more...
See, I prefer Brooklyn lager over this. I like that malty flavour of Brooklyn Lager. This is... It's just too...
I'd have to have both of them in front of us. If I had both of them, I could make a comparison. But because this is the one I'm drinking, like always, it's the one I like.
But there's a flavour with the majority of lagers that I really don't like. And there's just something about it. It's either a wheat or a barley or a hop or something they put in... And if they've got that in, instantly...
Well, your lager's weird is the yeast and the way it's fermented.
Yeah.
Because it's cold fermented.
But there's something they add to it, which adds a flavour that I completely...
See, I'm more and more getting onto me lagers. You know, there was a point where if you'd said lager... And obviously that was because of your Carlsbergs and your Grolsch that I still think is insipid arse white.
And the thing is, I'll always give them a try...
I don't now mind in the right mindset. But it's like a lot of beers now. The right beer for the right time, and I think lagers and cultures and stuff like that. That's how ignorant we are. We can't define the different types now. But yeah.
But if that versus Brewgudder, I'd be picking the Brewgudder.
Yeah, the Brewgudder is a lot nicer. That's fantastic compared. And actually it's a shame that we've drank it a couple of times on the show but never reviewed it. We might have to review it at some point to get that on the board.
But from what I remember, this is in taste, I'd say this is close to a flavour and taste like Peroni.
What we're now going to do is, because we've got half a bottle from a previous show
or a future show. Ooh.
Yeah, we're gonna put Brewgudder on the board because we've drank it. We didn't have it on the live show on the YouTube that you can go and see, but we give it to people beforehand. It was mentioned, so we're gonna have Brewgudder now because it's lying about and we've mentioned it. So we're gonna have two in the same round.
See, that is so much more well rounded.
The Brewgudder has a lot of flavour to it. But it's still a very lagery drink in that sort of tradition.
Now, comparing that to the other one, that other one's got, there's a flavour in that, which is not present in this, and it is not the predominant flavour. This is
where would you put this in the bowl? Because we'll put that at 50... No, did we put the
We put it at 49.
49. So where are we going to put Brewgudder? Because I think it definitely needs to be on the board.
55.
Mm. Again, that's where I was thinking. I think,
if not, possibly even a little higher, because I think in the right mood, that could score a lot higher.
If you're a lager drinker and that's your thing, this is one of the best lagers we've had. And the Brewgudder is basically it's a Brewdog beer in sorts, because it's
Brewdog brewed. Brewdog brewed it,
but then it goes to this Brewgudders that then. Basically a charity that they then give money and shit to water for countries that don't have it.
For clean water charities. So this is the Brewgudder Clean Water Lager. It is a 330ml can and it's 4.5%. Yeah. So I mean it's 5% less than that previous lager.
But it's got a lot more flavour to it.
And it's so much better.
And yeah, I think that's it. If you're a lager drinker, if you're not a lager drinker, drink it. Good cause and it's a nice beer. Yeah. If you are a lager drinker... Definitely, it is, you know.
You know what, everybody should buy this. I think what they're doing is right, is good.
You go on Amazon, you can get, I think it's 12 for 20 quid or something like
if
that.
If you see it in the shop, yeah. And you think, you know what, I want a drink.
I think the Brewdogs have got it on tap at the moment.
Okay.
But by the time this goes out, I might not. That's another reason why I think we should go to Brewdog tomorrow, but that's a me one.
I think what they're doing is spot on.
Yeah. And that's why we've had it on the show so much, because... Yeah.
It's really good. It fits in with what we as people. Yeah. We're very kind of, we want to do good in the world. They're doing good in the world. They're doing it in the right way.
Yeah. And I hope they bring out more beers and, you know.
They are calling out. I saw something calling out for ideas of brews. If you've got an idea of a brew, send it to them.
And it's a very good idea for the first one, is have an IPA or a lager, because that's what people drink.
It's a very inoffensive lager. Actually,
it's very tasty.
Anybody could pick it up and enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, you're definitely not a lager drinker. I'm not a traditional lager drinker.
I could quite easily sink a handful of these cans on a night.
You know, I have been. I bought the big box of 12.
Mm-hmm.
I give some away. There's a couple of times this week, or in the last sort of 2 weeks, I've just...
Yeah.
Them off. So did we? Well, we said 65 for that, didn't we?
Did we say 65? I thought we said 55.
50? No, we said 6. Did we say 55?
Yeah.
All right, maybe it's 55. Yeah, probably.
That was 55.
Yeah.
Right. Let's make sure we write that down when we come back. If not, you'll be like, I'm sure you said 85. A million and five. Yeah,
it's 100.
But no, give it a buy.
This is beer number two.
It's from North Yorkshire, so not really much more north than the previous one. Mm. And it's the Great Heck Brewing. I see the word. So there's some Heck sausages in Tesco, and every time I see them I go, Heck! Really loud. And whoever I'm with goes, shut up! You're just making a scene. This is called... Black Jesus. It is in a 330ml bottle, and it is 6.5%. Why is the percentage so small written on there? Surely at 6.5%, you'd be like, fucking 6.5%.
Yeah, you need your contacts in and shit.
You know? It's quite...
If you want to get them on Twitter, it's at Great Heck Brew.
Great Heck!
You are an arsehole.
You can get Heck sausages. I don't know what they're like. I've never bought them. I just shout at them.
But then, surely, when you go down through the self-checkout, you can go,
I don't know. I just quite like people looking at me when I shout heck really loudly.
You were the sort of child that wanted friends, weren't you?
And I ended up with you.
You got a fucking awesome friend.
Why, who's he?
I took you out of... comedy this week.
You did?
Just because I got the tickets for now. But anyway. And that's another thing. The bottle shop at Newcastle has comedy on. We went to see some people. Can you remember the names of them?
No. I could tell you when I had less to drink.
Yeah. They're very good, though.
Yeah. Very good. She was part of the group that was first of them, but she writes their stuff.
Yes. Were you on their website?
On her website. Yeah. Basically, it's some woman, she was really good, Kiri Pritchard.
Yes, and it was something to do with Family Gift Shop. Family Gift Shop.
Greek Grind, something Family Gift Shop.
Yeah, very good.
Very, very vague, but we did tweet them, so have a look at our Twitter, you'll find them.
Yeah, and yeah, no, it was a good night.
It was, the second half was like a funny TED talk.
Yeah.
It was class.
Yeah.
Our kind of... humour.
Our humour.
A little bit sophisticated and lots of dick jokes.
Yeah, that's basically what we like. Yeah. Have a bit sophistication so we think we're all uppity.
Yeah.
And then a knob joke just to actually appease our normal
make
side.
Us realise that where we live in life.
So.
This smells canny. So the other one was, nah, and this smells canny.
I'm just imagine that, you know, you're on your posters, magnificent film and all that. It was canny.
So
it was canny, 4 stars.
You know, you pull small bits of review out for YouTube and a promotional thing, and they're just
it smells canny. It smells, yeah,
it works.
You know,
works.
Oscar winner. Okay. It weren't four weddings and a funeral. I've never even seen that movie.
Have you not?
No.
It's got Colin Firth in. Has it? No, it hasn't. What am I thinking of?
I don't know what you're thinking of. It's a Richard Curtis one. And since all his sort of...
Is this top of your desk actually attached?
Not properly. No.
So you keep pulling it that size. And I'm like, why is the desk moving? It's because you've not got enough screws in it.
No.
What?
It's only a temporary top.
It's only a temporary top. It's been temporary since the bloody thing was built in a college that you borrowed it from.
No, it's been this desk
has been round the northeast.
A college that's now been demolished. Then it went to a local youth group.
Well, no, it's, the college is still there. It's just a different building.
Yeah, but it's not that same college building. Then it's been to a youth group for like 10 years. Now I've got to make a project out of. And the top is a temporary top now because I'm going to put a different top on.
Wait, no, you mean the original top?
Yeah, I'm going to put a door on the top now. Anyway, can we get back to the beer? Because I do not think the punters at home
want to hear it. What smells canny, and they're talking about the top of your desk.
Yeah. That's probably hilarious to somebody that we know. Well, even to somebody I know, yeah, it's not hilarious.
No.
You know, other beer podcasts are far more sophisticated.
Well, maybe people should subscribe to
them. Yeah, subscribe to them. There's like Beer School and School of Beer. And
yeah, maybe we should listen to them regularly to see if they talk about us.
Well, no, they don't, because they're like...
Better.
They're famous.
You mean we're not famous?
No.
I'm famous.
That's Crime Watch, that's different.
Oh.
I've sniffed this beer about 10 times and I've never described it once. It
smells really good.
Yeah.
It tastes... I want to say like a smoker, but that's probably being harsh to it.
It doesn't have an overly sweet, it has slight, but not.
It's a dirty taste, it's not as...
Do you know what?
No, from the smell, you smell that and you think, and then you taste it and it's very bitter. For the taste. Now, I'm not saying this does taste like a smoker because, you know, smokers have cursed. Tasted worse than this.
It's not almost like a song. Smokers are kissed worse than this.
But that it's very bitter. It's not as round as I was expecting.
No, I think that's...
And from especially with something with the word Jesus on it, I thought, you know what, they're going... Setting the sights high there, using the word Jesus. It's like, it's going to be good. No, it's...
As an atheist, I didn't have any preference over the name Jesus, or didn't give me any sort of initial thoughts on it.
Well, I just thought, you know, they're being bold by forcing the preconception of Jesus, of this is the black Jesus of beers, because it's a black beer, and it's going to taste brilliant like Jesus tasted.
But surely it would taste of, like, 500 fishes and some
bread.
Loads.
Just bread. Bit of Jesus in your mouth is bread.
And I thought he did wine, didn't he?
Nah, it's his blood.
I don't know, I'm not religious. I'm not an atheist either.
I mean, supposedly, really it doesn't taste like bread or wine.
Yeah.
Or either of them together, yeah. So it's got nothing to do with Jesus.
This has got to be the most random tasting we've done. Where to put it, though? It's a hard one, because it's a nice beer. It's nice.
It's nice?
It's not,
it's not as good as it could have been.
You know, it's...
Black as the coal mined from beneath the brewery, Black Jesus, is a black IPA brewed with biblical quantities of premium and American hops and special de-husked German roasted malt. A second coming for the church of the IPA. Enjoy with chocolate, cold meats, or just loaves and fishes. Yeah. They were trying a lot harder on the description than what it tastes like.
Yeah, it's...
It's got that coal taste, that kind of...
It's...
Dark. It does taste dark without it being a dark beer. With it looking dark. But it doesn't say porter, stout, or anything else.
It's a black IPA, blend.
But...
It's again, like so many of them that we're sort of going to now is... It's a nice beer, but It's not more than that.
No.
It's not more than just nice. You don't... And I, this is a testament to the amazing beers of this that we're drinking, especially of this country in the northeast as well.
Yeah.
We're going out, we're having more and more amazing beers. It means beers are great, are like average to us, but that's because we're having some of the most amazing beers, you know, compared to what there was, sort of, say, 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting, sort of, breweries, isn't it? Breweries that have been here a long time sort of have a before Brewdog and after Brewdog date. You know, that 2007 when Brewdog came around, there's almost, at some point in some of breweries, you know, Wylam, for example, there's this sort of moment where they almost change
the brewing, the taste,
and everything.
Even the branding completely changed of the likes of Wylam.
But there's other breweries where it's just like a renaissance happened, and beer just got like 1,000 times better. Now this is up there with the good beers, the beers of this generation that we're on about. We're just waffling, aren't we?
Yeah.
Should we give it a score? What we're going to give it?
See, I was thinking 58 or 59.
Yeah, give it. What's on 58? Just
58 is Vocation Brewery Heart and Soul, Northern Alchemy Late Hopped Ale. 59 is Beavertown Smog Rocket. See, I'm looking at those on there. I'd give it a 57. Because that's the Northern Alchemy Coffee and Orange Oatmeal Pale.
Yeah, give it 57 then.
London Beer Mosaic Pale.
Yeah, I'd give it 57.
Because I think it's not quite as good as a couple of them in 58. Mm-hmm. It's good.
I'd definitely have it again.
I'd be intrigued to see what it tastes like on draft.
Yeah.
I think this might be a slightly livier beer.
Yeah.
From a tap.
What was interesting was that beer, what was it called, the one that were... Anyway, Just Near Us is a Sonnet 32?
Yes.
It's Sonnet, some number.
Yeah.
One of their tap houses is sort of a couple of villages on. It's an hour walk away, as I found out the other night. They'll have some quite good beers on. Now, we had one of their beers on tap, and we weren't impressed with it.
No, it was... I mean, it was nice, but it was lovely.
It was lovely, but it wasn't
exceptional.
Now, Bob, unknowing, had bought it before he'd been to this new tap house. He'd bought it in bottle and brought it round to my house. And then I decided I'd just drink it without him because it wasn't that impressive, and I had more impressive beers.
And since we both tasted it in the pub, we were like,
I'll just polish it off because, you know, I had other beers to show you, and I need a drink because I'm an alcoholic. And that was bloody lovely.
So, that's an example of a beer which is actually probably better in a bottle, conditioned, left, and do its own thing in the bottle for a while.
Beers in a bottle, and a beer's in a can, and a beer's in a keg, and a beer's in draft, all can be vastly different, even though the same recipe that we've kept dramatically changed them. So, if you've had one in a bottle... and then sort of not liked it, on tap might be better, or vice versa.
Well, it's to do with the way they condition it, how the bottle is as well, isn't it?
Yeah, because and how it comes out different. A bottle is naturally, is got the yeast and it comes, or could possibly be, because it could be naturally fermented in the bottle, or it could be gas, then in your keg it's gas, then in your cask it's not. And
it depends on the way
it's all sort of different stuff, and because of your aeration and stuff. But yeah, it's an interesting thing.
We've found similar with Brooklyn Brewery.
Yeah.
I prefer it out of the bottle than on draft.
Yeah.
And I think when you've had it, you've been a bit like, well, it's a bit hit-y-missy on draft, whereas bottle you get a very regular flavour.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about if you're getting it on tap somewhere is how good the lines are. It's an interesting, so many factors change a beer dramatically.
Yeah.
From its age, how fresh it is, right down to sort of where it comes from, and each one of them factors can change it for the better or the worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we pause this and
pause this the next beer? And come back.
Beer number three
was £3.20 from Coppers. It's an Arbor Ale one. It's got gold label. Ooh. And it is the Super Yakima American Double IPA. And it's 9.5% for a 330ml bottle. Coincidentally, right next to it, they had the Yakima IPA. But I was like, I'd rather buy the Double IPA for the slight price difference. Because it's going to probably taste better.
Yeah,
but that's something we could try. We could. Oh, I should have done that. We could have tried the IPA and the Double IPA one after another.
You just fail at life. You just disappointed all the listeners.
Shut up! I've brought you beer that's going to get you drunk. Hopefully you enjoy.
Yeah, but you could bring us around lots of beers and get us drunk. It doesn't mean I'd enjoy them.
Look,
I'd moan all night at some of them.
I'll go up B&M up the road and get you a load of Carlsberg.
So you're getting a really sweet smell from that.
Oh, you are. That's actually interesting. I wasn't expecting it to have as much of a sweet smell.
Nice sweet smell. I'm going to go for it.
I think I've got nits. All I've done is scratch my head. Sorry.
I'm thinking are you the loudest scratcher ever? Because all I can hear is my way of tasting. Is you scrap my way. I really loud. I'm thinking, do I comment? Do I say something? Or do I just allow it and have to listen to the podcast to see if there's this really, really loud scratch? Because it just was stupidly loud.
You know, it's louder for me.
I don't care, Rick. Can I take a drink of this drink?
If you want.
Scratching. Like you've got a bloody nits or fleas or something. You're as bad as a bloody cat.
Maybe I've got fleas off your cat. Maybe
the cat hasn't got fleas.
Well, if he's scratching and I'm scratching.
He's not scratching at the minute.
Maybe I've given him fleas.
I've got some tablets in a minute.
Have you?
I'll give you some tablets. The ones I give to him. I have to put them in your mouth and then they claw your jaw shut.
Have you not got the drops you put on the back of my neck?
No, the tablets were cheaper.
I want the drops on the back of my neck.
You want these tablets? His eyes go massive and he goes mental for half an hour.
Ooh, they sound a lot better. Right.
We'll do that as a separate show. Give Bob some
Bob on cat flea tablets.
Yeah.
No, it's got a really good smell. There we go, that's another segment. So, nah.
I've composed myself. Have you scratching the loudest ever? I can't believe how loud
I think
you
I've got this. You know, these are really good sound bites.
Ladies, email in at sharks@formalshark.co.uk and say, I would like Bob the Scratcher.
Bob the Scratcher? No, the Bob with nits. The Scratcher sounds like I've got a genital disease. I'm not scratching them. There's a big difference. You don't want crabs.
I think, ladies, email in. Which is better, a genital scratch or just nits?
Why am I so itchy?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared. I've got scurvy.
Scurvy?
Yeah.
That's from not eating enough oranges.
You don't like oranges?
Yeah, but I had some pumpkin tonight. That's going to do the job. I blame you.
Well, I don't know. We laugh a lot together, so we should.
Do we just laugh at our own jokes and be proper sadbags?
Well, the other night when we were out, the lady comedian turned around and said that women look for comic people that are funny. Now I laugh at you. You laugh at me.
Does that mean we fancy each other?
No, I don't fancy you, but why do women not fancy us too?
Because you look like you and I look like a testicle.
Well, I'm trying to work out, is it that we're just not funny? Or are we so ugly?
We're just the funny doesn't beat the ugly. It's got to be.
Yeah, and I was trying to work out, because I don't know. Do I prefer...
Weathered testicle and bald does not beat... You know, it's got to be worse than the funny.
Yes. Oh, we're just not funny.
You're so loud on that.
No, I don't. So email in if you think we're not funny, Or if we just were pug ugly. At sharks at former shark.
Because we can tell over a podcast how ugly we are.
Well, it could be. Our voices are so ugly.
I mean, if our voices were ugly, people wouldn't be listening. No. Oh, I don't want to listen to that ugly voice.
Yeah, but should you imagine different people, like, you know, on the radio?
Yeah.
And you, like, imagine them.
Uh-huh.
And then you see them, and it's like, that's not what I imagined you looked like.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
I do as well.
But
I don't tell you what else I do all the time when I'm watching BBC Breakfast.
But Jeremy Vine, I thought, sounded like a twat.
He looks like a twat.
And he looks like a twat. He looks exactly what he looks like. How we do? We have not rated this beer at all.
No.
We'll give it a vague smell and a...
I rate this good. I'm going to give it a proper rate.
I'm going to try. So it's... It's sort of in the flavour spectrum. It's almost between the IPA flavour and the double IPA flavour. Yeah.
So I mean,
it's got that nice flavour, and it's a very similar flavour to JK, but with a lot more alcohol content.
That's what I was going to say. It's that middle ground between JK and double JK.
Yeah.
You know, if you took them and halved double Jake head all.
Oh no, it's sort of very, very similar to. It's like a slightly more reduced, the same flavour, very, very similar flavours to Jake head.
Yeah.
But then just reduced down a little bit to be like more intense, but not by a significant amount.
No.
When you were looking at percentage, and if you wanting to drink a lot of them, I would go for the J-Cad, because you could drink a lot of them and have a very similar flavour.
Yeah.
If you're an alcoholic and just want to get drunk, then you go for this. They are very similar.
They are a very similar flavour. Yeah. Very similar colour. And this smells sweeter, though.
Yeah, it does have a slight more sweetness to it. That's what the flavour is. It's like a more reduced down, slightly sweeter, slightly...
It'd be interesting... if this is an older bottle toned down a bit.
Mm.
So how the first time we had Double Jake Head was a lot more lively.
Yeah.
And the bottle we had more recently was a lot more dull.
But that's,
I wonder if...
But in your bottle, your hops tend to go down in time, and then your other flavours come out.
But if this is a really new bottle, it could possibly be more lively than...
I don't know. It's very nice... Where are we going to put this on the board?
I wanted to say about 69.
69? What's it, 69? Because we've had, till the entire last show, we've said a number and looked at the board and completely changed it.
Buxton Brewery Triple.
Yeah. I'd agree with that then. It's about the same as that, 69.
Yeah.
Yeah, 69. That was simple. We got that one right.
We did.
The rest of them have put a number, then looked at the board and realised it was vastly wrong.
I think the board's bullshit. We should just be like, fuck the board, but put it where we like.
Yeah, well, that's it. The board is...
The problem is, we want to compare it with other beers, because we can remember the other beers and we know if they're good or bad, and we don't want to put a beer we think tastes better than another one lower down. Because we thought that tasted better at the time.
I think the board is, I think we both agree, got massive failings in it. But to able to put them in a ranking is still a very good idea.
Yeah.
I think we may need to maybe have a selection of them and maybe have a new board at some point.
And do some sort of readjustment. If we pick certain key ones out, then we'll be able to move... You know, so if we had the shittest, the best, and a handful out of the middle, we'd be able to be like, well, actually, the shittest should be further down and scope the middle
like
bigger.
Fun weekend. We should have a weekend of redoing the board.
Yeah.
We'll pick a sample out of all of them, and we'll just redo the board. As a massive podcast.
I think the key ones are we need the shittest and the best.
Yeah, and a couple in the middle, yeah. One,
and not a couple, quite a few in the middle.
Yes. Maybe he's one from each, like, five up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then we'll pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pick. Anyway, what we'll do is we'll pause this.
Because I need a wee.
And we'll get back to you for the sum up.
So it's a...
Sum up?
Not a retread roundup.
Yeah.
It was a sum up.
So, we've had three beers. Yay!
I mean, I could have just ended on beer is good, and that being the sum up.
No, I've had three again. Yeah. Really good beers. It's a testimony to the country's brewing, really. And one of them was foreign, wasn't it?
It is.
The world's brewing, then.
Yeah. We had the... Was that this show? Was that no? That was the last show.
Oh, was that the last show?
We had the.
Oh, so none of them were following this winner. Show. All right. None of them were following. Woo! Theresa May.
We had, but she would be very happy. British beer for British people. So we had the Northern Brewing Co. Herzog or HRZG because the label on the front does not reflect the name on the back. Brewgooder Clean Water Lager. Great Heck Brewing Black Jesus and Arbor Ales Super Yummy Yakima American Double IPA.
I think.
Do they call themselves Arbor Ales? Yeah, they do. Arbor Ales Limited.
So if you're a brewer of this country or another country and you do good brewers, not if you're Carlsberg or something like that.
I mean, if Carlsberg do a good brew, we'll try it. If it's really good. Not that we know of.
You know, in
but if Mr. Carlberg came along and went, we've got a really good double IPA for you, we'd give it a go.
Yeah, but let's have a look at Interbev. Buy Goose Island. Have you had a Goose Island lately?
And they ruin it.
Exactly.
Yes. But, we're not going to be prejudiced and say that we'll not try it.
So now test how Morrison's even do the BrewDog packs.
Yeah.
£12, really good value. If you know, I would recommend anybody go to do a thing. Then I'll do a Goose Island one. So my dad goes, I've got Goose Island to try. And I go, it's Interbev. And just his face. I was like, and they're all crap. Because it had the wheat one that I had that was crap.
Yeah.
It had that, it was Red Ale or something that was crap. And it had their IPA that's crap.
So if they're not kept on the Goose Island, the original Goose Island, better beers that they
did. I don't know. Everyone I've had, it's been shite. I don't know. I never had the beers back then before Interbev took them over. But now they're all shite. And I mean, not, you know, obviously BrewDog do big scale brewing.
Yeah.
But they're an independent brew.
Yeah.
But they do big scale brewing and it's nice. But Goose Island has always been crap, as far as I'm concerned,
yeah.
Because I've always known them under Interbev, and I thought they were crap before I knew they were Interbev.
Yeah.
So if you
have any Goose Island stuff pre-Interbev that you think is really good, send it in to us.
No, I think quite an interesting argument. There's certainly breweries that are taken over by the Big Six, or is that Gas and Electric?
Or at least the bigger breweries.
The bigger breweries.
I think Gas is the Big Five.
There's certainly some of them where what all they do is say, right, bang, yeah, we're going to give you some money. And they allow them just to be.
Yeah.
So just necessarily being taken over, it's what happens afterwards. And there's some of them that are taken over that are, they're taken over and then they're done down to profit. You know, they start putting sort of rices in and stuff like that to bring the profit.
Yeah.
To make the profit margin bigger. To make the product cheaper.
Was it you saying that Sierra Nevada is now a...
I don't know the full stuff about that.
There's various bigger ones in America where they've been taken over and actually they're still the same as what they always used to be. Compared to the likes of Goose Island, which seem to have dropped quality.
Yeah. Although it's always shit, but from what I've heard, they used to be very good and then what they've done now they're horrible. Interbev crap.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting. If anybody's got any pre-Interbev Goose Island that they're quite happy to send us, we'll try it.
Maybe back, might be before, after it's best before, so we might still watch it.
I mean, we'll be able to tell if it's always been shite or not.
Well, no, if it's just out of date shite, how are we going to know the difference?
Or if you've got really good experiences of Goose Island.
Yeah, I think that would be better.
You know, give us a message and say it. Because actually, it's quite interesting in terms of, do these bigger establishment breweries just look at profits Or do they look at the way that things taste and try and change things for better, but actually it's misguided?
So it was 2011 that AB InterBev bought them.
AB InterBev.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the beer about, if it's pre-InterBev, is probably a little bit best before.
I was going to say, it's going to be manky, unless it's a very specific type of beer.
I mean, if it's high alcohol, it should be less manky than lower alcohol.
Yeah. Or, you know, you. But even then, because something like, if it was an IPA, a double IPA could be high alcohol, but then it wouldn't be what it should be like, because all the hops would have gone down.
No. But it'd be interesting to then try that against, if they still brew that under the InterBev.
I don't know, they might. Obviously, our whole view of Goose Island is what we can get in the supermarkets.
Yeah.
It might be different. They may, and again, this is completely just hypothetical, they could then do another range.
Is there a smaller brew range that is more niche than supermarket?
Anyway, we are up to our time that we try to get up to.
Yeah.
About the 40 minutes mark.
Our one listener's about to turn left, to then turn right, and then turn left again.
Yeah, and park up and probably go for a toilet, because he works quite far away.
He does.
So,
I was behind him the other day. I waved at him, but he didn't wave back. Ungrateful note.
Anyway, tatty bye.
Ta-ra.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.